An exorcist fails to drive out evil spirits, forcing Brazilian president to leave haunted presidential palace. This is on thechristiantoday.com. This is crazy. Brazil's president has left the palace because of taunting evil spirits. It seemed like a scene from the sci-fi movie Ghostbusters. The only difference was that the ghosts that apparently showed up at the official residence of Brazilian President Michel Temer seemed scary enough to force the president and his family to leave their palace. The 76-year-old said he believes the palace is haunted. This is insane. I felt something strange there, he says. I wasn't able to sleep right from the first night. The energy wasn't good, Temer, who is a Catholic, was quoted by the Christian Post as saying. Marcella felt the same thing, he said, of his 33-year-old wife, who is a former beauty queen. His 7-year-old son, who went running from one end to the other, liked it, he added. We even started to wonder, could there be ghosts, he said. Ghosts? How about demons? Because that's what it is. Evil spirits are tormenting a Brazilian president, and people still wonder if they exist. Temer could have called for the intercession of a fellow Latin American in his attempt to rid the Brazilian presidential palace of evil spirits. No, he actually could have gotten right with God and left the Catholic Church and sought out a relationship with Jesus Christ, because typically Jesus Christ delivers and removes demonic forces and presences from areas, especially the human body. Deliverance is of the Lord. It is not of the church. Jesus Christ is the deliverer. Now keep in mind, there are many people who wield that sword. The sword of truth. I wanted to share this with you because so many people are so focused that this doesn't exist, blah, blah, blah. But you have a Brazilian president saying he's being haunted by evil spirits. It's got to make you wonder. How many other people are actually being haunted or hunted by evil spirits, as I would like to call it, and they don't even know it? How many people are being influenced by demons and they don't even know it? We have got to do our job, church. We've got to wake people up, get people to Christ, and get them deliverance. True deliverance. And only true deliverance can only take place after repentance. Not confession, but repentance. A relationship with Jesus Christ is the way. Seek it. Seek a personal relationship with God. He died for our sins so we could have a chance at salvation. It's a free gift. And most people don't even want it. You got to ask yourself why. It's because the devil is influencing of the flesh. Break the bond. Deny your flesh. Take up the cross. And follow him. God bless and carry on.